Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Please meditate every day regularly with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. Thank you. So, words are very important in our lives. Words help us to communicate, understand about our journey. So we use so many different words. Sometimes we are using different languages, especially in this country. Because it is a multicultural society, we are living here in the United States. Therefore, multicultural people living here, they are bringing their cultures and traditions. And so sometimes you use the Italian word, sometimes the Spanish word. Now, many holistic people use the Sanskrit words, right? It's very famous. People are using different words. Sometimes I see people are using words. It's just a word. It doesn't mean anything to them, but they use it. So now think, oh, that's my karma. For example, people use that, right? That's my karma. Sometime, one day I heard somebody use that word. I know he's not spiritual or meditating or something like that. Oh, that's my karma. And I was thinking to myself in that moment, actually he knows what exactly he's talking about. Then I asked him, what do you mean by that? Then he said, something bad happened to me, that's why I used that my word. That's not karma. See, people misguided information about that word. When you use the word karma, it's not something bad. It can be something good too. The karma itself means action. So, then into that action, then what? How it's become good or bad? The karma means action. You know, I do like this. What is that? Action. I'm talking. I action. You know, everything is action I'm doing now. How is it become a good or bad? That action. Because of what? I heard that. Yeah, intention. Right after, now I do like this, I slap Bill. Now think about it. I did action like this, but I use it to slap somebody with anger. Then it's become what karma? Bad karma or negative karma. Unwholesome. Huh? Yeah, it depends on my intention. You know, my intention is anger, of course. It is bad because I'm my anger trying to hurt him. So then I go and with love and compassion I bow to Bill. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, so many years being a friend with me and helping and supporting the temple. It is based on what is that? My intention again is become a good action. So now I'm not going to talk about the karma. So that's how people are using the word. Sometimes they don't know the meaning. Everybody use it. Grandma use it, I use it. My parents use it, I use it. So now there are so many words. Now people using the mantras and all those things, which is totally fine. Now I'm concerned. So now think about the word peace. Now think about the word peace. Name of the word peace, so many things people are using in the society. Peace symbols. What are the peace symbols you use? Now tell me, let's name it peace symbols. We have a peace symbol. Yeah, this is peace. Okay, what else? Now think of when you go out, the right side of the door, main door, there's a peace pole. What else? So Buddha is a symbol, symbol of peace. Buddhist country, robe, representing symbol of peace. What else? Yeah, cross, yeah, symbol of peace. What are the other things? What is it? Doves, yes, doves, birds, symbol of peace. So, angels, you use the angels too? Symbol of, yes? Yeah, sometimes we, you know, I don't know about that background, that's why I saw this angel, that's what I was thinking. So, symbol of peace. So, symbols are wonderful. Words are wonderful and powerful, but still limited. So now think about, we have peace pole outside. It means after we put the peace pole in front of the temple, the community who come to the temple is so peaceful. Do you think like that? I don't think so. Now think about, people are wearing the peace symbol like a necklace, which is wonderful. I love those symbols. That means that person is peaceful all the time? No. That's kind of reminder, which is totally fine. I'm not rejecting or neglecting what you do. So now I'm asking you, I'm thinking, how do you define this word peace? Because this is my second language, this is your first language. So define the peace, the word peace.
No conflict.
What else?
Tranquil.
Lack of judgment. Okay, lack of judgment. Okay, harmony with nature. I love that a little bit more. When you say harmony with nature, what do you mean by that? Okay, so that's a one part of the nature. You are part of that nature too. Does it make sense? Ourselves part of that nature too. When we say nature, everybody and everything is a part of the nature. So what I'm asking you, include everything and everybody into that nature part. So life itself is a part of nature. So good. What else? Okay, wonderful. Okay. Now, yoga people do Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. You heard that word? Yoga people, yoga community, spiritual community use that word. Then I'm asking, what if that means to you? Oh, peace. Right, exactly. People use that word. Shanti, this word, not just peace in Sanskrit. Real meaning of the shanti means, sha means patient. Okay? So, real meaning of shanti means patient. Okay? So, because of patient, what you are going to have? When you have more patience and more patience, then what is the benefit you have? Peace. Right? So therefore, we have to understand a little bit deeper these words. Sometimes I don't want to laugh, but people are so attached to this word, but most of them, they don't understand. So my point today, so peace for me, free from disturbances. We all have disturbed lives. Now think about, today I'm a little bit sad. What did that mean? You are disturbed. Today I'm a little bit angry. You are disturbed. How, you know, if you are disturbed, that means you have less peace or no peace. Right? So now how you are going to make less disturbances? We have less disturbed mind. Then we have to think, I was thinking to myself yesterday all day. That's why I'm talking about it. So when I am disturbed, I don't have peace. I don't have patience. Then after that, I don't have acceptance. I don't have letting go. Why? I'm disturbed. When I say I'm disturbed, what I'm disturbed? Because of what? How you get disturbed? Now think about this microphone. It's standing here. Now I can say, oh, this microphone is so disturbed. Can I say that? This singing bowl is so disturbed. This wall is so disturbed. Can I say that in English? The wall is disturbed. Why we cannot say that? Wall is not living being. But we can see dogs are disturbed, cat are disturbed. So people, when we say people are disturbed, what they disturbed? What are the things they are disturbed? Because of what? Huh? Attachment, okay. Okay, good, attachment. So attachment get because of what? Self. Okay, keep going. Huh? Your ego, yes, that's the root cause, right? So get into that root. So we are interacting with things. How we are interacting with the world? Now think about, you are dead. Just imagine you are totally dead. Do you think? Then you say, rest of, what is called? Rest of peace? The wind people. Rest in peace. So, no problem. Completely you are in peace. When you are dead, rest in peace. Peace. That's what we say, right? So, that means rest of your life you are peaceful. But when you are alive, do we say, rest in peace? No, we don't say that. Why is that? Because we are alive. When you are alive means we are living human beings. What is the function in our life? Our senses. Our five senses. That's why I said, if you are dead, your senses are not working. You are rest in peace. But our five senses are always active. Because of that, we are not peaceful. But we are using the word, oh, so much peace. When people walk into the building, oh, I feel so peaceful here. That's just a feeling in that moment. It doesn't mean rest of the whole your day you are going to be peaceful. So my point today for you, how we are going to create true peace inside you? Then we have to do something. So our job to taking care of our five senses. Other than that, all the peace symbols around your house, all the peace symbol on your wall. Even I am wearing a peace symbol robe. I have Buddha statues everywhere in the house. It means you are peaceful or I am peaceful. I can see lots of crazy monks wearing the robes. They are not peaceful at all. They are the most annoying. Wearing this, wearing a peace symbol, having a Buddha statue, having a Jesus, having a cross, You know, you have all the angels at home. Doesn't make any sense to me. You are not peaceful. But it's a reminder, those symbols, to be peaceful. So having symbols around your house, in your car, hanging peace symbol, it doesn't mean you are driving very peacefully. My point for today for you, I have to make my five senses peaceful to enjoy peaceful life. Now think about how we are going to make these five senses peaceful.
Go into yourself.
Okay, go into yourself. Now think about, you all have experiences in your life, most of you, raising family or children. So now think about, you have two children to babysit. Sometimes even one is too much. When you have two, it's little too much. Now think about, every day you have five babies to babysit. Think about your job. I was thinking yesterday, oh my God, I don't have children, but I have five babies. My eye baby, right? My eye baby, my ears, my tongue, my all five senses. Every day, consistently, I have to watch these five babies. Now think about, I'm paying attention to my eye baby. Then my tongue baby is going crazy. Right? When I'm focused attention on one baby more, other baby going crazy. That means equally, with harmonious way, we have to pay attention to all five babies the same way. You know, now think about, when you have two babies, sometimes people say, oh, I'm mama's boy. Then mama has a special attention to the boy. Then some girl said, I'm a papa's girl. So that means sometimes there's a little, even they love both children same way, but there's a subtle difference sometimes. I feel connected to that baby more. So when you are raising, taking care of these five babies, you cannot do that. You have to give equal attention to all the five babies, same love, same caring, same attention. Then your life is going to be peaceful. Now think about, sometime, you know, the mothers or the babysitter making lots of rules for the babies. Don't do it. Sit down. That's what sometimes babysitters are doing. Do you think that babysitter is a good babysitter? No. That means controlling babysitter. So, do you think control works? No, temporary, yes. But when you say no to your baby, what baby does? Just in that moment, look around and wait, then mama is walking away, then what baby does? Baby go and do it again. Why mama said no? Why babies keep doing the same thing? He or she doesn't have that much wisdom about that action. So then as a good, wise, wisdomful babysitter, what he or she does? If your baby did something wrong, sit down with the baby. That's a wise mother doing. Sit down with that baby. Tell that baby, hey, listen. The way you did it, not right. If you do this, this may happen to you. If you do this, this may happen to you. Explaining to the baby cause and effect. So when you are taking care of your five babies, what you have to do? Sit with each baby every day. Tell them, if you go this direction, doesn't work. Now think about, you like to eat. You know, that your tongue baby. Right? So the tongue baby always like to eat chocolate. Always like to eat sugar. I went to the church program in Geneva last Sunday. People, you know, I go to this church many years. They are very excited when I see me. They are so excited. One lady came in the early morning. I was there ready to do the service with the big box of Dunkin' Donuts and coffee. Then she come in front of me. Bhante, I'm very excited to see you. Look at what I have. This is Dunkin' Donut. You want one? Then I can looking at it. She opened the box. Then I saw, Dunkin' Donut and coffee in the morning, Sunday. Look great. Sounds wonderful. Then early morning, before I go there, I had my breakfast even. Now my mind going that craving, memories, smells, my 5 babies going crazy and, Daddy, I need donuts. That's what my 5 babies were acting. Then, even I'm talking to that woman, she's ready to give me a donut. I was telling my baby inside voice, no, this is your craving. Now you are not hungry. You don't want any food. But you are emotionally trying to eat donuts. It is so unhealthy for you. It is a lot of sugar for you. I advise to my tongue baby, no, don't do it. Then she said, oh, you don't want to eat my donuts. I said, not today, thank you so much. Then I touched, thank you so much, but I have a coffee. Does it make sense? Now that's how we had to talk to these 5 babies. I try to make it very simple for you to understand that. Otherwise, having peace symbol, coming to the blue lotus every single day, sitting in the meditation cushion every day, doesn't make any sense. You are wasting your time. So therefore, if you really want to make peaceful mind, really day by day, equally paying attention to those 5 senses, little by little, then you can train them. Now think about, if somebody asked me to eat donut, like 5 years ago, eat donut. No idea for me. Now I'm a little bit more aware about it. You know, I used to live in Crystal Lake. He knows where I used to live. There was a donut place next to my house, Country Donut. So it's like just getting out from my condo and go to the, Country Donut. Can you believe? I used to go most of every day. This barn is like a barn raising donut. Right, I will go and get the coffee because I was lazy to make my coffee and breakfast because I was young and a little bit more. Now I don't do it because I felt my practice is getting better. Otherwise, actually, I wake up, Country Donut. Now I don't do it. I always thinking even I have that craving, attachment, what she said, I just watch it. Why I really feel this way? I'm so habitual. Is it healthy for me? It is not. I have to train myself. We call taming our mind. Taming, if you can tame your mind, all your senses are fine. So therefore, Buddha said, no need to follow the rules. But Buddha made lots of, they are not rules, guidelines. He made lots of guidelines for the monks and the ladies. But one day one monk came to the Buddha and said, too many rules. I don't want to follow them. Buddha laughed. Buddha said, sure. How about if you have one? One rule, one guideline? Oh my God, Buddha, it's very easy, I can do that. Now, as a full ordained monk, I have 228 guidelines to follow every single day. They are main ones. Then I have lots of little ones. Not big deal, those things. And culturally and society and social norms, those things are changing. So then Buddha said, how about one? Oh, one is great. Then Buddha said, don't worry about all the rules. Focus on your mind. If you can take care of your mind, everything will be fine. So what I'm telling you today, this is very simple. Please put into the perspective. How do you the babysitter? Or you are going to make more rules to your baby, making them crazy. Or talk to your babies harmonious way, simple way, loving way, exactly when you are doing the babysitting. Same thing you can do for your senses. That's what I'm doing every single day. So this morning I woke up, I'm just living by myself. I miss Rahul because when he's around here, I have all the food. He's a good cook. And now these days, I don't have that much food. And so then I woke this morning. I'm thinking, right? Then I said, I go to Panera Bread. I was thinking. Then I opened the fridge. Still I have something to eat in the fridge. I have some eggs and, you know, all things are there. Then I was thinking, why my mind telling me to go to Panera Bread? Because I'm lazy. I recognize it. I didn't go. This makes sense? Sometimes we follow our life emotionally. We are lazy. We are distracted. That's why we get into the trouble. So as a meditation practitioner, wherever you go, please taking care of your five senses, your five babies, raise them nicely. Any questions? Any thoughts? Steve?
What's an example of hearing?
Hearing?
Yeah.
Same. Now think about you hear something. Now think about like this. You come to the temple. I'm just making it up, right? You come to the temple. Then somebody, I just use the Linda because I know her so many years. You know, then Linda come to the Steve and telling, Steve, you know Bhante Sujata? He's crazy. He's so stupid. He's so annoying. He was so mean and rude. Giving all the bad things about me. You hear them. Then you have options. You can listen. Yes, of course you have to listen. Then you can say, oh really? I knew it, he's like that. Or you can become a part of it. Or you can listen to it and you can say, let me think about it. I want to figure it out. I want to look. I want to wait. I want to talk. I want to figure it out. But you are not just following whatever you hear. So most of the time, people are believing everything what you hear. It is not. That means mindful listening. Because you have to hear it, but it doesn't mean you have to act upon it until you have a real good information. So people are really following whatever they hear emotionally. So that's how we have to use this. Yes. So now when somebody tell me something negative about something, because being a leader, sometimes I always hear those things. Then I said, okay, thank you so much sharing about it. Let me to think. Let me to observe more. I don't want to go this side or that side. First, I just get the information and be with that information. Then, you know, other day, somebody called me and said about a person who is coming to the temple, and please watch this person a little bit closely. This is the second time I heard that, but I didn't react to the person who shared me with that information. So then, now what I'm doing, still I'm processing. I didn't make any decision yet, but every day when that person is around, I'm kind of watching and observing that behavior. Why is that? I really want to figure it out. What I heard is true or false. Not just listen to it and go and following that emotion and attacking to that person. That's not right. So that's the way mindful people act. If there is no urgent. Does it make sense? Yeah.
So you're talking mindful senses.
Right. Yeah. Anything else?
Bhante, I always thought like the four senses seem kind of innocent until they hit the mind.
Right.
You know, like the hearing and the sight. And, I mean, without any judgment or thought about it, I mean, obviously if you saw something without a judgment, it really wouldn't be much.
Right. Okay. Now think about, now we have these four senses, then we have mind, right? Mind is the one controlling, you know, mind is the forerunner, the all states. Every Saturday morning when you're chanting, mind is the forerunner. So this one, mind, really guiding them to the different direction. Now you can see, when that monk said, I don't want to follow all the rules and guidelines, then Buddha said, how about one? Then he said, if you're taking care of your mind, if you manage your mind, all the senses are doing good. So now we have, you know, all the five senses. So that's how we have to do it. So everything is connected to each other with the mind. Anything else?
Is there a difference between being mindful and being present?
I think it's the same. Yeah, it is the same. I'm mindful, that means I'm fully aware what exactly happening right now.
Your donut example, it kind of reminded me of my own little compulsions that I had more in the past. But I'm thinking of the past, I'm thinking of the future, or don't.
Right.
So if I'm really present and enjoying the food and enjoying the company, you know, mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, when I use the food analogy, like a donut analogy, it doesn't mean you cannot eat donut. Don't misunderstand. If you want to have a donut, it's okay. The problem here in this country, they don't stop after eating one donut. Then they are looking for, maybe I can eat one and a half. Oh, there's a half. I don't want to leave this half. It's not fair. Then I will eat the other half too. Always you are finding the way to do it. Make sense? Now think about American cookies, for example. This is my own experience. Sometimes people bring cookies for us. Bhante, cookies, right? Then those American cookies are so big. You know, in Sri Lanka, cookie means tiny little one bite. But American cookies are big, sugar. I never seen, when I go to Europe, I laugh. Everything in America, food is so big. So, when, you know, people bring food to other side, especially cookies or fudge or something like that, so I'm always eating cookie like this. I come to the kitchen, then I break it like this, you know, a little bite, then I put it into my mouth. I'm fine with that bite. Then always monks come. I don't know, there is a mice or somebody always coming and eating a little cookie from this cookie. I said, no, that's me. That's my cookie. Just leave it. I will eat like 2 weeks. So then I put into the little box and keep it. That's how I eat it. I love cookie. It doesn't mean I have to eat whole cookie. That means I have to have some discipline about it. So the problem is not the cookie, problem is not the donut, problem is not the food, problem is not the people, problem is not what you hear, what you taste. Problem is your mind. You don't know how to manage it. Yeah. If you can do that, life is so peaceful. Otherwise, we are in 1,000 symbols of peace, doesn't make any peace. I know, you know, other thing I want to let you know... So now think about this. Long time ago, somebody invited me to do the peace protest. Okay? Then I, usually I'm not a big believer about those things. That's not the way to do it. So being as a community leader, as a community event, I said, sure, I will be there. So that peace protesting happened, 14 and Main in Crystal Lake, that intersection. Okay? So I have seen sometimes people are honking, pointing fingers. I have seen those things too. So then I said, okay, I will be there. Then a person who organized it, then he said, Bhante, one request for you. He knows me really well. If you come, you know, you are planning to come, right? Yes. I said, yes. But don't forget about your robe. Please come to this peace protest wearing your robe. Why? He knew my nature. I'm not. I said, I'm sorry. I promised to come, not wearing my robe. I come like an incognito. Become a community supporter. Then he asked me why. I said, I have seen it because I'm not a big believer about that. And so if I'm standing holding the poster, wearing my robe, Chicago Tribune or Northwest Herald will come and take a picture. Look, you know, that time is Afghanistan war. The Buddhist... Okay? Then I said, I cannot do that, but I will join. Then I said, instead of that, I like to do something else. I want to encourage you to do. How about we do the peace meditation? We can get the big park, sit down, all the people, light the candle, one evening. We can invite everybody, even the strangers will come sit with us and practice meditation to find peace. Let's do something like that. I love to do something like that. Then I will be there with my robe and paying attention to that. Then he said, I don't have time for that. See? So that way we don't make the world peaceful. So if you really want to make the peaceful, we have to go inward. Inward means taking care of ourselves, helping other people to taking care of their own minds. That's the best way to make the peaceful. Okay? I hope everybody learned something. Okay. Thank you so much. Therefore, go home. No, right after you get up. Taking care of your five babies. You know, taking care of five babies. Okay, baby, listen to me. Sit down. You know, if you do this, then this will happen. So then little by little, each baby will learn how to behave. Then babies will bring you peace. You don't want to work hard for that. Some babies bring in so much peace to the parents, right? Why, they are good babies. Some babies are so annoying, giving hurtful feeling to the parents. So therefore, please raise your five babies with love, compassion and acceptance. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, and also, I want to announce still until Saturday, these raffles are available and you can check around. Yesterday I checked, even some stuff I'm very interested. And so please consider all the beautiful arts. Okay? So then we are drawing the raffle Saturday, after Saturday. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Please stand up.